see the Lord high and lifted up. And the thread of this rope fills the temple, fill this place, Lord, I pray.
Good morning, everyone. I think I'm more excited to be back than I thought I was. Welcome to the prayer experience. I've not been on here in the last 6 weeks, and I'm just really glad to be back and be with you and pray with you. Please share this video so that other people can join us in prayer. And you can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And if you're live, you can connect by leaving your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. And the prayer experience hotline is on the screen, and it's a number that you can use and you can call, and there will be somebody there that will pray with you. What a blessing. And we want to start with thanksgiving, because the Word of God says that we will enter His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And it makes me think of the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus told His disciples how to pray, He said, you start off with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." And that's what we want to do today. We want to start with thanksgiving. You know, we all have something to be thankful for. You know, even when the enemy tries to talk us out of that and tell us we have nothing to be thankful for, you know, he just lies to us. It's not true. We have things to be thankful for. And let's not let the bad things that are going on tell us that there is no good. There is good still going on because Jesus is Lord. We want to start off in Mark 16, 15 and 16 in the King James Version. And it says that he said unto them, it's talking about Jesus, he told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And, you know, the gospel, it means good news. So Jesus tells us that we are to preach the gospel. You know, sometimes it's easy for us to repeat bad news that we heard. You know, people seem to be more drawn to the negative things that are going on. But he tells us that we should be preaching the good news. You know, bad news is all around us, but there is good news. And like I said, Jesus is the Lord. And you know, he created it all. He owns it all. And it is going the way that he said. And so we have a message today, and we can start this work week off with good news. And the gospel is there for us to believe. And when we believe it, we receive life. We receive blessing. When we don't believe, the Bible says that we are damned. We don't want to be damned. We want to live in the blessing. We want to not be in the curse. But the gospel that we have received, we also are vessels that we can proclaim the gospel. So when I received these verses, the theme that came to me is good news. So we're starting off with good news today. Good news that we have a Savior. Good news that we have help. Our help is not far away. It is near us. Salvation is nigh unto us. And so we want to enter our prayer thanking God that we have good news today. Lord Jesus, we just come to you and we do say, holy is your name. You have the name above every name. And we just thank you and we praise you that your word to us, it is good news. It is full of hope. It is full of peace. It is full of joy. And it is full of healing. Father, you know what we all need today. And we, first of all, gather here today with an attitude of thanksgiving. Father, we want to see all the good that you have done in our lives. We don't want to be neglectful to thank you and to praise you and to acknowledge all the good that you have given to us. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Father, there is no shadow of turning in you, no darkness. Father, I thank you for John 10:10. It clearly states where the bad comes from, and it says that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So today, as we start this new work week, we have an abundant life. We are going to remember that. We choose to believe that we have an abundant life. It's rich. It is blessed. It is full of healing. It is full of hope and victory. And Lord, we just thank you for the good report, for the gospel, the good news that we have in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. And the inspired word also goes along with the good news message, and it's in Romans 1:16. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And I thought I had another verse with that, but I guess I didn't. Okay, so the gospel, it says here that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So this gospel message is for everyone, but we have to believe it. And it starts with hearing it. You know, how can we hear unless someone is sent, and how can we believe unless we hear? So it says here that the gospel is the power of God. And we've probably heard that the word power in the Greek is dunamis. It's like dynamite. And I looked up exactly what that word meant. And it says that the power means that it is the strength of God. It is the ability of God, the abundance of God. It is power that is residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. You know, it's just the nature of God to be strong, to be able, to be willing. And so we find that this power is in the gospel, in the good news message of Jesus. And also, I want to point out, it says it's the power of God unto salvation. So the gospel has power, and this power produces salvation. And we know that salvation, it means so much more than forgiveness. I mean, forgiveness is so important. It's vital. But it also means healing. It means deliverance. It means soundness. So we find that salvation comes from the gospel. You know, again, we have to hear in order to believe. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we meditate on that today, I believe so much that complete healing, deliverance, all the things that humanity needs, it is in the gospel. I don't believe that it is found anywhere else. Jesus said that he is the way. And he also said he's the truth. So this gospel message that we preach, it is Jesus. You can't separate Jesus from the truth. So as we reflect on this message, this good news that we have, let's just know that there is power in it. And this power produces the salvation that we all need. And let's just pray and ask God for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, that we would truly know the truth, that we would truly know this person who, you know, he was the Word, became flesh, and he dwelt among us. He's the Word, but he's a person, and we need to know him so that we can walk in this salvation, that it's powerful. Lord, we just come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that We have the gospel. We have the good news. It's powerful. It produces miracles. It, Lord, you are able. You are willing. It's abundant. And it produces salvation in our life. Father, we want to believe this message. We want to put our hope in this powerful gospel that will produce in our life healing. It will produce deliverance. There are things that we need to be delivered from. Well, it's found in the gospel. Father, I pray that we stop looking in other places, that we stop searching and toiling and spinning and working and trying to obtain this salvation any other way. It is found in the gospel, and it is powerful. It produces life, and we want to see that, Lord. We want to manifest life in this earth, Lord, for our good and for the good of our families. Lord, they want to see something. And, you know, Lord, as believers, don't want to be like Thomas and believe it when we see it. But, Lord, the world is looking. They're looking for a sign. And, Father, we want to be the signs, and we want to be the wonders. That is our heart's cry to you. So, Father, we need your help. Even as believers, it doesn't matter how long we've been saved. Lord, we need you every moment of the day. We need to truly make Jesus our Lord in the decisions that we make, in the directions that we go. So, Father, help us again to just focus on the gospel, because it is the answer, and it will produce power, and it will produce life. So, Father, thank you for helping us to walk this out. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we pray, just know that God hears us. And when we mean it from our heart, you know, it's in his hands, and we've put it in his hands, and we can just rest and just watch things start to change. And now we want to go to prayers for the church. Again, we're talking about the good news that we have, and we want to start with Romans verse 13. It's Romans 1:13. And Paul says, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you." And then we're going to go to 14 and 15. It says, Paul says, "I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." And he says, "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach to you that are at Rome also." So again, we see here that this gospel message, it is for everyone. It's for anyone who will receive it, who will believe it. And Paul is saying here that he's ready. And, you know, as the church, again, we are commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, we want to do a good job of that. We want to be diligent because, you know, bad news is diligent. It's constantly coming. It's constantly flowing. I mean, it never stops. So we want to always be, you know, diligent and ready to preach the gospel. And I think I have some notes on that one where I looked up some things here. Let's see where we're at. Excuse me for a minute. So to the church, you know, Paul is saying here that he doesn't want us to be ignorant, which is pretty much, you know, unlearned, uneducated. He don't want us to be ignorant of these things, but he says that he purposes to preach the gospel. And I love this part. He says that as much as it is in him, he's ready to preach. So I got to thinking, you know, what was inside Paul? What is on the inside of us? I mean, Jesus is on the inside of us. So everything that we need to preach the gospel is in there. I mean, Jesus is motivated, or God was motivated by love to send Jesus in the first place. So, you know, when you think about him being inside of us, he's full of compassion. We know that when he was on the earth, compassion moved him to do things. Love motivated God to send Jesus in the first place. So, you know, inside of us is the compassion for people. Inside of us is love for people. And, you know, that's enough, I think, so that we can preach the gospel. And as we pray about that, you know, that we would be doers of the word, I just want to pray that we would be led by the Spirit of God also, because, you know, as He's leading us, as He's telling us to do detailed things, we want to move on that, because, you know, we can do good things in ourselves. And I think, you know, it's honorable to share the gospel, but especially those times when He tells us, you know, specific things to do or specific people to speak with, we really need to be led by the Spirit of God. So, Father, we thank You that, again, we have good news. We have a good report to give. And Father, we want to be led by Your Holy Spirit as to who to speak to, what to say. Father, You are a very personal God, and You know what the person next to us in the store needs. You know what they're going through, what they're thinking. We could say a word to them that would change their day, change their life. Father, help us to be these vessels that honor You and that preach life to people. Father, Your word says that we should be slow to speak and swift to hear. So, Father, I pray that we would not speak words that are not of You, that we would be really quick to speak truth rather than facts. There are so many facts, and it's so easy to get full of facts around us. But Father, we want that river of life to flow out of us. And we ask You to help us and lead us and to not waste any more time. People need You. And we know that everything we need is on the inside of us. So help us, Lord, to be led from the life that's in us so that we can give to others what we've received. And we thank You for helping us with that. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to go for prayers for the nations. It's so good. Again, it is good news. And it is in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. There's several verses here, but it was all really good. And Paul says here, therefore, if any man, again, this is to anyone. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. What good news that is, because, you know, most people, you know, can look in the past and it's not all lovely. So he says here that old things are passed away and behold, all things are become new. You know, everything can become new once you receive Jesus, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So here again, the church has this ministry of reconciling people to God. And verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You know, yesterday we celebrated Resurrection Sunday. And you know, when Jesus hung on that cross, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. And you know, man was sinful by nature, and He drew sin, that sin nature, unto Himself and hung it on the cross. You know, the Bible says that He was made to be sin for us. He knew no sin, but He was made sin. Imagine Jesus becoming sin, but also imagine that sin was nailed to a cross. Our sin was placed on Him and it was nailed to a cross. So really, we should have no more sin problem. The problem is that we have a consciousness of sin, But our minds need to be renewed to the truth that Jesus became our sin. I think there would be less actions of sin if we were more mindful that Jesus became our sin and that it was crucified on the cross with him. So we just read here that God reconciled man unto himself through what Jesus did. And so the world needs to return to God. And, you know, righteousness, you know, he was made sin so that we could be righteous, that we could be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the word righteous means integrity. And I thought, you know, sin, it will cause you to not have integrity. It will cause you to not be honorable. And then that brings guilt on people. Again, it affects their mind, not just their behavior, but their mind. And righteousness, it's a virtue. It's a purity of life. How many people out there, you know, that are really in a pit right now would just love to live a life that is pure, a life that is righteous? It also means correctness of thinking. Again, this affects your mind. You don't have this consciousness of sin and guilt and condemnation. It also means a condition that is acceptable to God. You know, we want to be acceptable to God. You know, again, if we don't have the right thinking, you know, it will rob you of your peace. It will rob you of your joy. And then there's no quality of life at all. So we want to pray that people will become aware that Jesus is the way for them to be righteous, to live a life of virtue and purity in Christ Jesus, and that they have been reconciled to God through Christ Jesus. So we pray that people will return to God, that they will answer his call. You know, he's right there. He's not far away. If you're one of these people that you need to go to God, this is your opportunity. And we're going to pray for you right now. Father, we thank you that you love the world so much that you gave your all to the world. And we read here, Lord, that men have been reconciled unto you through Christ Jesus. So, Father, all these different directions that men are going, Father, help them to realize that those ways lead to death. They lead to a pit that they can't get out of, and they're trapped. But Father, there is a way that leads to life, that leads to this pure life, this life of integrity, this life of peace of mind. And Father, help them to find the way. Help them know that Jesus is the only way. He is the truth, and that all these other directions, they are lies, they are false. And Father, that is what we pray, that you would open the eyes of people and that your Holy Spirit would just draw them into that way of light and life. And that is our prayer for the world. We thank you that the world has good news today. They have good news that there is a way, and that there's an anchor. There is a lighthouse that is available to them, and they can be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Father, help them to realize that it is only in Christ Jesus. And we thank you today for drawing the people. We thank you for people that will be saved today. In the name of Jesus, amen. And healing prayers, I'm going to have to quote Pastor Deli here. It's one of my favorite 100 scriptures. And it is in Psalm 91:16. You know, how can we get this wrong? We have had help getting this wrong here, but it says, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. God promises us long life. We need to stop listening to anything that is contrary to that. I think sometimes that we go by people's experiences and things happening to other people. God is telling us that with a long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. So you think, how is this a healing scripture? Well, you know, if you've been given a bad report of a terminal disease, right here is a promise that you will live a long life. You look up the word salvation, it literally means Jesus. It's Yeshua. It's the same word. So he's telling you here, I will give you a long life. I will satisfy you with a long life. And I'm going to show you Jesus. I'm going to show you healing. I'm going to show you deliverance. I'm going to show you safety. That is God's word to us. We will do well if we just simply say amen to what God says. We've got to not go by what happened to relatives or what happened to friends. God is telling us that he will satisfy us with a long life. You know, if you're not satisfied, then don't give up. Don't give in. Don't leave early. Let's believe the Lord here. He's going to show us Jesus. And I thought about the word show. He's going to show you healing. He will show it to you. There's something that you will see. You will experience it. You will see it. It's a promise. So let's, as we pray, let's not just say amen, but let's expect to see the salvation of God. Father, we thank you that, again, we have a good report in this matter of life and healing and long life, Lord. We believe you. We choose right now to believe you. No matter what's going on, what's been said, how we're feeling, we choose to believe you. And your word says that faith pleases you. So, Lord, it may not be a feeling right now. Some people may be experiencing pain and discomfort in their body. We're not going to give in to that. We resist that in Jesus' name, and we command it to flee. We're not going to accept that as from the Lord. We know where that comes from. There is no life in that, and it does not come from you. But Lord, we choose to believe the life, the more abundant life that we have in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we are expecting to live a long life, because you said it, Father. You said it. You said you would satisfy us and you would show us Jesus. You would show us healing. His name means healing. So, Father, I thank you today for showing us healing, for showing the listeners healing in their bodies, in their minds, in their families. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this good report that we have received from your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm excited. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Father, help us to just expect to put our hope in you, because you have given us a good report, good news, not just for us, but for the world, for those that will believe. So thank you, Lord, for those who will believe. And you can subscribe to Daily Talks, and the Prayer Experience will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK time. So please join us.
Sing holy, sing holy.
that cry, holy is the Lord. They cry, holy. They cry, holy. They cry, holy.